Well, good day, BSPs. It's Phil. I'm here in the hotel in Dubai. It's very early in the morning on this day, a Wednesday. It is still technically, for many of you, most of you, I would think, Tuesday night. I'm going to hit the ground floor here and see if I can't grab a little audio here of the morning prayer that has just kicked in outside. I could hear it from the minaret in my room, so I immediately grabbed the phone and ran downstairs here in my shorts and my sandals and my Donald Trump button. I'm joking, I'm kidding. I'm gonna head out to the street here. Let's see, see if the prayer is still going. Maybe it isn't, we'll see. I'm just going through the lobby here. Hey, saying hello to the concierge this morning. You know what, I think I missed it. I think it probably has ended. Let me see here. Oh, wait. You can probably hear that. So, that's coming from the minaret directly across from me. This is a interesting, it's a Muslim mosque, and right behind it's a Hindu temple. They got no problem with each other. They've been there for years. That's really loud, man. Anyway, so there's a little bit of that, and that boat, I figured out, I shouldn't say I figured it out, somebody figured it out for me. Everywhere you go in Dubai, you see this boat. And it's just a replica of what the people of this region used to earn their income, which is pearl diving or pearl snatching or pearl catching or whatever other thing you want to put on it, which I know for a lot of you, it's probably crude. But it's for pearling, let's call it that. Prayers are five times a day in Dubai. There's a huge Indian workforce in Dubai. That's why, hence the Hindu presence here. Just a lot of trippy stuff like that. Yesterday we did a food walk. Had Indian food over here in the Indian. Just down the street from me is the whole Indian section of Dubai, where they tell me, no tourists go there. I said, why? Because everybody thinks this is an Arab country. They don't even think about Indian folks being here. But we went across the river and had a bunch of really good food. I can't even tell you what it was, but it was good. Went across the creek, as they call it, on a water taxi, which I didn't think about, but Maria did. We were waiting for a regular car taxi. She's like, it's going to take us forever. That chanting's really loud. And it's coming from like two different minarets, so that's why it's kind of bouncing. Like I said, it's coming from all over the city. So, let me go back inside the hotel here and see if I can. Thank you. See if I can't sort of calm down the audio on this thing. I finally got the audio cranked down a little bit. I'm being quiet because it's early in the morning here, man. It's like, I don't think anybody's really even awake yet, to be honest with you. So I get in the lift and lift my ass back up to the room. So we're going to split here at about at 7 a.m., which will be, we're going to split about 7 a.m., which will be 6 p.m. in Los Angeles. And I really kind of threw you guys for a loop. We're 11 hours ahead of L.A. here. 11 hours ahead of Los Angeles, not just 11 hours ahead of the whole bloody country. So you can sort of figure that out, you know. I wonder how it is that the audio got so bloody loud on this thing. Making my way back to the room. I'm still kind of dingy from waking up, man, because, you know, here's the thing. We've been burning the midnight oil around here and then getting up early to do stuff, so I really don't know how much sleep I've gotten. By the time we get over to by the time we get over to Maldives, it'll be plenty of time to sleep because there ain't nothing over there but beaches and, you know, beaches and huts and stuff. Hello, doll.
Hello,
what's that?
Sound.
Yeah, it was loud. I got out in the street, and the modulation, in fact, the modulation in this whole little thing that I'm doing here is pretty hot. So I'm going to see if I can't edit these things together here.
I was thinking, as I'm hearing it through filtered glass, that it must have been kind of...
It was really loud. And what's happening out there is there's more than one mosque that's calling to prayer.
Yeah.
So you're hearing it all over the city. Yeah, yeah. And then there's cats waiting for drives to work. I figure those are like Hindu or Indian guys that are sitting on the curb waiting for the car to pick them up.
Wow.
I mean, they're up early. All right, kids. That's it for now. For today's pre-show, as brief and succinct as it is, we will have more for you tomorrow. Wi-Fi willing. Yeah, and the Dubai Creek Don't Rise. Signing off here from the city where, as Maria pointed out to me a moment ago, they have the tallest, the biggest, the fastest, the greatest of anything. Just, you know, everywhere you turn in Dubai, they've got the biggest, the tallest, the best, the fastest, the most expensive. You already saw, if you check out my Instagram account, the largest pair of underwear, or actually that was on Twitter. And they also have the largest ring. I'll go ahead and post that picture when I get a chance. Have a good day.